John, the 11th chapter, from verse 38 to 44, the New King James Version. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there's a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he who had died came out bound, hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Gungwa. This is the kind of thing that you only see in movies. And I know we've been reading the same scripture for days, but I can't seem to get enough of it. I don't know about you. Jesus goes to the tomb where he had been laid. And there Lazarus was put in the cave. And they had laid a huge stone against it. And Jesus said something to them. He said, "Take away the stone." Is it possible that Jesus could have said, "Stone, roll away. Lazarus, come forth"? Possible. Because the Bible tells us that in the very beginning, when the earth was without form or void, God, Jesus, because he was the Word of God, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So God can speak to inanimate objects and they respond. Jesus was walking with his disciples, and the Bible says he was hungry and he saw a fig tree, and the fig tree looked like it had fruit, but Jesus went closer to it and there was no fruit, and Jesus cursed it. He said, "From today nobody will eat from you." And the next day, when the disciples were passing, they saw that the fig tree had withered and it was completely dried up and dead, and they said, "Wow, Jesus, you just spoke to this." And Jesus was like very clear on the fact that you can say to this mountain, you can say to an inanimate object, and it will respond. And so Jesus could have said, "Stone, roll away." But Jesus did something. He said to them, "Take away the stone." I believe that one of the reasons Jesus wanted them to do that was he wanted them to take an active part in getting their miracle. He wanted them to take responsibility. At some point, he wanted them to get involved. So he said to them, "Take away the stone. Do what you can do, and then leave me to do what I can do." And so he said, "Take the stone away." And immediately, Martha, dear sister Martha, came up again. "Lord, you really need to think about this. We should take the stone away. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. And in case you don't know, he has started decomposing, meaning that there will be a terrible stench. If we take the stone away, it will show how bad the situation is on the other side. It's okay for people to just hear, "Oh, Lazarus is dead." Whatever thing they have in their mind is fine. But Lord, you are saying we should take the stone away and become vulnerable to everyone around us. Lord, you're saying take the stone away so they can finally see that I'm not yet married. They can finally see that I'm struggling with infertility. They can finally see that I'm struggling with my health. Lord, you are saying take the stone away so people can finally see that my business is really failing and everything I'm doing is just a facade. You're saying take the stone away And Jesus said to her, "Did I not say that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? These arguments you're giving me show that you don't believe. I know Lazarus is dead. I know there's a stench, and I definitely know how long he's been dead. Before you start to present all your strong reasons to God on why it will not work, on why your faith cannot work, on why you cannot get married in the same year and have a baby in the same year, on why it just doesn't make sense, maybe you should just believe. Maybe you should stop arguing and simply just believe." Jesus said, "Did I not say to you?" What did Jesus say to you? That's what you need to ask yourself this morning. Because Jesus had already said to Martha that your brother will rise again. And even when she brought her arguments the first time, saying, "Oh, no, Jesus, of course I know, I'm on the same page." Jesus said, don't do that with me. Don't say what you think you know. Listen for what I am saying. Just saying, "Oh, I know. You've shared with us before that the resurrection, the last day," he said, "Listen to me. I'm right here, girl. I am your present. And I am the resurrection and the life." He said, "Remember what I said to you before. I told you to believe. And stop arguing with me and take away the stone." And verse 41 tells us, "Then they took away the stone." And Jesus didn't look into the tomb. Jesus lifted his eyes to heaven. Now, you may not understand the scripture if you don't know who Jesus was. Jesus never did anything outside of his Father. He only did what he saw his Father do. Bible says he lifted up his eyes and he prayed. That prayer was not for his benefit. It was for the benefit of everyone that was around. So the real work is internal, not external. Jesus already knew what he was going to do. Jesus already knew the outcome. He just prayed the prayer for the people. He said, "So that they can believe that you sent me." Now, when he had said these things, he turned and then he commanded with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Why didn't Jesus just turn to the tomb and say, "Come forth"? Because I believe if Jesus had said, "Come forth," every dead body in that vicinity would have risen. So he had to call that situation by name. That's a simple principle we can learn. Jesus said, "If you speak to this mountain," so there has to be the mountain. Don't just shoot randomly. Aim and then shoot. What's that situation? Call it forth. Say, "Money, come forth. Healing, come forth." Jesus gave us a clear principle. There's a situation, tackle it with the word. He spoke the word. And the Bible tells us that he who had died came out bound hand and foot. Do you know that Lazarus would have come out completely healed without grave clothes on him? Because when Jesus resurrected, we saw that Jesus walked about without grave clothes. He walked about completely whole. Remember, this is someone who had been dead for 4 days and was possibly stinking because he had begun to rot. But Jesus did a complete miracle where he was totally healed. Do you think that if Jesus can heal the body, he cannot remove the grave clothes? No. He wants us to be invested and to be involved in what he does with us. God wants to work with us. He says, "Walk with me and walk with me." And Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." This morning, my cry is, take responsibility for your life. That's my challenge to you. Take responsibility for your life. Don't put it on anyone else. Don't run around asking for prayer. Pray for yourself. Take the stone away. Don't run around looking for how people can help you. Take responsibility for your life. Lift your eyes to the Father, then command the situation. lift your eyes to the Father, then speak to the situation. Jesus lifted his eyes and then he said, Lazarus, come forth. You can only speak to the situation when you have lifted your eyes to the Father. This morning, what's my challenge to you? That thing that has been keeping you from believing, take it away. Take away the stone. Good morning. Such a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo.